All right, we've got this new podcast upload system going on. I have no idea. I wish they would tell you when they change the way you do things, because at 66 you get in here and you know, you're just used to doing things a certain way. Well, anyways, here's a certain way we do things. This is the time where we bring in Pat Pagano, and we talk about lots of things, including the weather. Morning, Pat.
Yes, and good morning, everybody. TGIF, we have a nice weekend coming for us. If you need to get outside and finish your Christmas decorations, you'll be able to do that. Just wear gloves. If you need to do holiday shopping, no problem there either, because the roads are going to be nice and dry.
I was just talking with Mike Cossey. Today, there's a very big event going on in our area, and that is because it's Pearl Harbor Day. One of the last living survivors from Pearl Harbor, by the way, lives in our area, Pat. His name is Izzy Tadiello. He's 97 years old.
Oh, bless him.
And so today at the Doughboy in North Canaan, they're going to have a service, and then they go to Couch Pipe at VFW Post after that for snacks and refreshments, and the public is invited to attend. And folks, if you can get attend, go and thank Izzy and all the veterans for their services. 97 years old, a survivor of Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was quite an event.
That's
quite
amazing. Event. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, anyways, let's get back to the weather here.
Yeah, we'll have sun, some clouds. It'll be brisk, 35 to 40 today. Tonight, you'll be down to 10 to 15. For tomorrow, low 30s and sunny. Sunday, sunny and 40. Monday, sunny and 40. Don't see any significant precipitation until the very end of next week or the weekend.
So that storm's definitely going to miss us then.
Yep, that one's going out. Yeah, it'll give portions of the Appalachians, including, you know, in the Carolinas and Virginia, it'll probably give them over a foot of snow.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah, out to the south it goes. And then next week, the storm that we're looking at for like Friday night, Saturday, that looks to be generally a rainstorm and wind. So it's interesting how, you know, we'll shift back and forth, but just in time. I was looking at my long range forecast, not bad. No. It said for the first week, it said rain, which we had, and milder, which we had. Then colder at late with some snow showers, which we had. Next week, it said on the dry side, partly cloudy and cold. And right now, that's the way it looks.
All right.
Well, not bad, huh?
That's not bad. I mean, I had snow at my house this morning.
Yeah.
We had about, it covered the ground and roads. But then by the time you get to Sharon, there's just hardly anything.
Yeah, that was with the front.
Yeah.
And with some snow showers. Again, I didn't mention them in the forecast because I just thought they were going to be so widely scattered. You know, you mention the word snow in the forecast, and everybody goes nuts.
Yeah, they go to the supermarket, they buy everything.
Yeah, so I'm very, very careful now. If I don't see like more than 30% of the area getting some snow, I just leave it out. Yeah. And that's it. Everything else is relatively quiet. There's really, I'm thinking... I did some chores around the house yesterday, so I got a lot of that done. My niece and my nephew and his wife, which is my niece, they're coming up tomorrow to see the house. They have not seen the house, so they're coming up tomorrow for a short visit, so that'll be a good thing. And then tomorrow night, the town has their holiday parade, and it's really nice. It's short, but they do a very, very nice job, so we'll go look at that and then maybe meet our friends at the diner. And if Sunday is a calm day, we will try to get that tree that we chopped down last week in the house.
I'm telling you, I think Mama Pagano would be very upset at you. You've got to get better on this. It's too late. You're doing it too late.
Do you think so?
I think that tree should be up already. It's a week into December already.
It's the first weekend of December.
Yeah.
Well, no. Actually, the second week of December.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I know. And, hey, there's no guarantee that I'll get it up Sunday. If we wind up having company Sunday, then that gets postponed till sometime during the weekend. It's very difficult for me to do that stuff during the week because I'm working.
I don't know.
Plus, I'm still waiting for funeral arrangements for our friend Bob. Last I heard, you know, it's definitely in the city. It's in Manhattan. and but they have no dates or anything scheduled. And the brother is supposedly working out arrangements with the local church. So that's all we know. Nothing more than that. You know as well as I do, Marshall, to go into the city at this time of the year.
Oh, crazy, crazy.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy, but I'm going to have to go. The only redeeming thing is that it's on 14th Street between 8th and 9th. So, if I take the West Side Highway, I can go all the way down and then cut over on 14th Street, and I'm actually right there, as you know, because you have 9th, and then we have 10th, 9th, and 8th right off the West Side Highway, so I just have to go three or four blocks. But now the other big question, this is where do you park?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're right. It makes things
it's just not the nicest thing to happen, you know, 3 weeks before Christmas. But I kind of thought that maybe they would hold it all off and do it after the holidays. But I guess they don't want to. And my thinking right now, it's only going to be one day. One day, one night, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we shall see what's going to happen there. And when I'm going to get there, if the weather continues as nice as it has been, it shouldn't be a problem. I could scoot out in the afternoon, get down there for an hour, and then come back.
Yeah, well, that's because you got a good location to do that, really.
I'm off to Palisades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you got a good location to do that.
Right. Yeah, see, a lot better than you do. Are you going in? Well, you have an appointment next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, thumbs up.
Yeah.
Looks very nice.
No, it's just, the sawmill, most of the construction's done on the sawmill except for one more thing. They had three huge projects on the sawmill going on. And they got two of them done. There's one left. That's a clear shot. They did 684 over two. From where the sawmill joins at 684, and that work is now done. So it's really a beautiful ride in now until you get to the West Side Highway.
Thank you.
Which is like a battle zone. It doesn't matter.
The minute
you get on the West Side Highway, it's like the Henry Hudson even is okay. It's a start of a transition, but the minute you go over the bridge. The West Side Highway. It's every person for themselves.
Yeah, it really is. There's not enough roads
no.
for the cars and trucks.
It doesn't seem to be. But anyway, on the way back, it's always fun because the minute you hit 684, everybody's going 80 miles an hour. Even old grandmothers are going 80 miles. If you don't go 80 miles an hour, you'll get pulled over for going too slow.
Yeah, and as I told you last week, we did fine coming out of the city tour, hit the GW.
Yeah. That's not a good time to hit the GW. Did you see that when they got the snow, did you see that what happened on the George Washington Bridge?
I could not believe that. Could you imagine? I mean, there were some people that it took them more than 6 hours to get home.
There was a person who owns Rural Intelligence. They took the Taconic home. They live in Massachusetts, okay? And they got on the Taconic Parkway, and they made it down to right around that area in about an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. They did not get home for another 5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And once you're caught in that traffic, you can't turn around or do it. It's too late.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
Oh, I just would have been so mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, patience. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah. I just would have been. I would have been really upset. That's all I can say.
Well, usually, again, people know when it snows, leave your cars home. But I guess a lot of people were thinking along the lines that it was too mild. It wasn't going to accumulate on the major roads, only on unpaved surfaces. So they figured, what the heck?
Yeah. What the heck they found out. Well, Pat, regardless, yes. I want you to have a good weekend because you don't have to worry about snow. unless Mother Nature pulls a nasty trick on you guys, and then it doesn't matter anyways, because you can't do anything about it anyways. So,
right, so and I don't think we have to worry. So that's great. You have a good weekend, too, and I will see you bright and early Monday.
All right, Monday is Pat Day again. All right.
You got it.
All right, Pat, hey, get that tree up.
All right, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center on our tri-state forecast.